Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Access, the law offices of David Schluter, Builders Supply Outlet, and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEB Tax Advocates. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is David Hochberg, host of the show. We got a packed show today. David Schluter from the law offices of David Schluter. We have Frank Wazalewski from Access. Hi. Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. Tom, 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall. Janky and MegaPros Joe from MegaPros Home Improvement. But we start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for everyone's contact information that is part of the show. You could download podcasts of previous shows. You could email all the experts from that webpage. You could send us emails on the show if you don't feel comfortable. The phone lines are open. The MegaPros call, text, and photo line is open. Same number for all three, 312-591-8900, 312-591-8900. We're going to go around the horn here, introduce everybody. David Schluter from the law offices of David Schluter. What are we talking about today, bud?
I have a person who jeopardized their purchase by not understanding when you sign as is, the seller took your deal over others. And we'll elaborate on that. He still got the house, but we're going to avoid that hand grenade for other people.
I also want to talk about the real estate tax dilemma in Cook County. I've been doing my own research because the media in this town doesn't seem to really care that the county that collects $16 billion a year of commercial and residential real estate taxes can somehow figure out a way to function without collecting $8 billion of that that was due in August. And we're perfectly fine. And I'm going to bring everybody up to speed. I've been to the assessor's office, the board of review. I've got friends inside county government. I'm getting three. You know, you talk to seven different people, you get 21 different stories. So we're going to go over that because I want you to explain from a real estate attorney's point of view how it negatively impacts sellers when sellers go to sell a home with the tax proration. Because it happened at Joe's transaction yesterday, and well, that's a tease as well. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
630-285-5300, helping people for now 37 years, now that we're in October.
Frank Wazalewski, Access, you're giving away a chairlift. I know we're going to be plugging that throughout the entire show, but what are you going to be talking about in specifically this show?
This show I'm going to talk about, we're coming up on the holidays again. So, you know, this is a time of year where family comes back and sometimes you're seeing your loved ones again for the first time in 6 months or a year and just assessing how they're doing and trying to get, you know, keep ahead of those dangerous falls because we've been seeing a lot of them this year.
Phone number if our listeners want to reach you and your team.
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Stephen A. Leahy, my car passenger today. I pick him up at a undisclosed site because we don't want to get his car towed. And I'm like, sit in front. He's like, I'd rather do driving Miss Daisy. So he sits in the back, sipping on his old style from Dundee and Skokie Boulevard all the way down. You know, just in case my neck's getting sore trying to talk to you, so I'm not going to talk to you. It'll save my neck challenges. Hi, Stephen A. Leahy.
Well, thank you, David. And first of all, I want to say thank you so much for the ride.
That's good.
That's really nice.
Joe, you think he goes into his pocket?
Oh, and I also want to thank Joe for breakfast.
You think?
All right. No, but same problem at breakfast. I didn't see him reaching for anyone.
He's got the flipper arms. He's got the alibi.
Yeah, here's why. When I got the message last night to meet David, he said, "I'll buy breakfast." So I was looking for him to buy breakfast.
Hang on. What's
I know. That's something else, isn't it?
If our listeners want to reach out to you,
call me 312-664-6649. Today I'm going to talk about business owners and what they should know to try to avoid a audit.
Joe, you figure after all these years, they've probably driven them down probably 90
times. Little gas money would help.
Maybe a Benjamin. Like, you know, maybe...
I'm a sponsor.
Or bring
I'm a customer.
Or something.
Instead of just crawling into my back seat and start talking for like 35 minutes. Like, Steve, the meter's
the
on. Shut up. All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you,
he told me on the way down.
How do they reach out?
We got a 35-minute ride, he told me. Keep talking.
How do they reach you before I turn your mic off?
312-664-6649. Or go to...
Fightbacknow.com.
You got it.
I got my new spot on the air today.
You got it? Fightbacknow.com.
Fightbacknow.com.
That's awesome. All right. Tom, 5 miles east of the Oak Ridge Shopping Center. We might as well make you a host of the show, Tom. You've been on basically 5 weeks in a row, it feels like.
Out of something to talk about. You have to be done.
Oh, God. I can never, ever be out of things to talk about.
How about parking downtown, Tom?
It is just so lovely. I mean, and the problem is when you drive a truck that's 17 feet tall.
Why'd you have to buy such a big truck?
Yeah. Well, because I'm a big guy.
No.
Uh-huh. Yes, I am.
The opposite.
Exactly.
Wow.
We're off to a roaring start here.
Wow.
What are we talking about, Mr. Janky?
We are, just like what Frank was saying, you know, with the holidays coming up, you know, people are coming into the store asking all the time, what can they do to spruce up their house, you know, with you know, simple things. You know, we're not doing a big, huge remodel job. So we're going to talk about some of the things that you can do to just kind of give your place a facelift.
All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, you're open today?
We are open today. We're open from 9 until 5. You can reach us at area code 708-343-3900. But more importantly, go to our website at buildersupplyoutlet.com.
MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
MegaPros.com.
Judy called Joe to wish this morning. Joe hands a phone to me, and I go, "Hey, sweetheart." And she's like, "I just want to wish you a great show," and then went into some other things like I can't mention on the air. So I'm like, "Judy, it's David Hochberg. You might want to stop right." And I pass the phone back to you.
You're right. I think she said, "I know."
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she was listening.
I was all excited. I tricked her,
and she was talking about what she would like to do with you later.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she knew she was talking about.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Joe.
Yeah. I said, she's like, "We're not going to have time." I'm like, "It's 30 seconds."
Thank you for the warm up.
No worries. What are you talking about today, Joseph?
I would like to take any listeners' questions on pre-planning their kitchen or bath.
All right.
So if you could send us a picture. We could walk through a budget. We could do preliminary design.
Okay. You could send that to 312-591-8900. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Coming back out of the break, we're throwing it over to Stephen A. Leahy talking about tax challenges after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Whoop. There goes the 39.
Exactly.
Okay. Now what happens?
You still owe it.
I know you owe it there, Zippy.
Is that something new?
Well, that's a technical term here.
I thought that was an endearing term.
Yeah.
Zippy. Kind of like fluffy. Just cool it, Zippy.
There's an Urban Dictionary. Look up Zippy. I can't explain it on the air. Else we'll get turned off and Dean Richards will walk in here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. There's a car that sits outside of Dean Richards' condo every Saturday just in case we go off the rails to rush him down here.
He's like an emergency.
Yeah,
number.
there's a Chicago police squad there and a car. Yes.
They wouldn't even act like we left. It would
right.
Just be,
just
hi,
like,
good morning. I'm Dean Richards.
Richard. You see the new Top Gun movie? It's fantastic. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Yes, I know 219. You win nothing for for texting in that I gave out WLS's phone number. So don't call.
I know. I thought I heard that.
I was wondering why we're not getting any phone calls. And the WLS switchboard is blowing
really, really
up.
Slow.
312-981-7200.
Yes.
I want to thank Ben and Jack for saying, what station are you at? Are we at WGN Radio?
No, I'm like, why? I didn't want to keep going.
They gave the wrong station's phone number. Okay, there you go. Off to a roaring start. 312, first mistake this year, Joe.
312.
Oh, no, I got a tally going.
981-7200. Schluter?
Can you imagine some receptionist?
Oh.
Can I refinance if I have an equity line? What the hell? What are you talking about?
That poor call screener at WLS. What the hell happened? We're running a colon cleaning commercial. I don't know anything about this. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Stephen A. Leahy.
Yes.
I wish we could go live to show everybody. Your chair is awfully low, and you look like you're a height-challenged individual. And it looks hysterical, but nobody can understand
like
why
really
we're all laughing.
Big little leprechaun.
Yes.
I'm just trying to get behind this green screen.
Oh, yeah. You're doing a great job. You're almost going to be under the table. So
it's
what
like
do we
a photo shoot? I can actually see Frank over the top of Steven.
Steve's 6'7".
Yes, you do look weird.
And he looks like he's 5'3". So what do we do?
It's all about the optics.
Business owners can reduce the risk of an audit.
Yes.
Is this because the IRS hired 87,000 new agents?
Not because of that, because you could do these things before, but now obviously you're going to be more likely. I know they keep telling you, oh no, don't worry about it. We're not going to audit anybody. They're auditing people.
Right.
And that's just
the
way it's just the way it's got to go. First, you got to think about it. How are they going to train all those people to go after the 400,000 or more people? Well, they don't start there. Right? They're going to hire someone. They got to start training them. Well, how are they going to train them? They got to train them on the easier cases. The easier cases are people less than 400,000. It just makes sense. How can you avoid it? The answer is you can't. But by the time they do it, because it's going to be a year, 2 years, 3 years before they really get ramped up, Janet Yellen and all these other politicians, they'll be gone. So when you call, you won't have to call them on it. Like, hey, you said you weren't going to audit us. Oh, well, I was wrong.
No, the other
regime. Remember, we have an election coming up. So they're,
I was kidding.
They're all saying, yeah. Oh, no, that's just ridiculous. I keep hearing, 50,000, because you hear this number, 87,000 people that they're hiring. And people will say, well, we got 50,000 people that are going to retire. So we're just going to replace them. No, they're already in the budget. The 50,000 that are retiring, they're already in the budget. They're going to replace them and put 87,000 new people on.
I just want to make this statement for the 87,000 people they're hiring that are looking at new houses. I know a great mortgage professional. So what about?
I think that's a good. That's a good market.
That was just good segue. So how can business owners reduce their?
Well, first, who pays the most in taxes in our society? Business owners.
Yeah.
They pay the most. Many small business owners don't take advantage of the tax code, right? There's lots of things in the tax code that can help you avoid taxes. You're not evading taxes. You can avoid taxes. That's totally legal to avoid paying taxes legally.
Right.
But they don't use those statutes, the rules in there, for their own benefit, and they don't structure their business correctly, right? So I'm too small, I'm just going to be this sole practitioner. Well, then you're paying a self-employment tax on 100% of your income, and that's another 15%.
And what you're saying is there's ways after
exactly.
it's like Ray Kaplan, right?
Yes.
You could go get your student loan and go through FAFSA and not know all of the different opportunities out there that you could get scholarships and rebate and discounts and all this stuff, which is which is what Ray and her team do every day. That's what you do for business.
Ray and I talk a lot about this because we both do bankruptcies and we kind of come from that bankruptcy world. But it's very similar because it's a government. It's the same rules,
right?
They apply it to taxes. They apply it to student loans. It's the government.
Can you give after the break? Right, because we have to give out Joe's social security number after the break. We promised everybody, so get your pens, a good pen and a piece of paper.
My
ready.
Social security?
No, Joe Brand.
Oh,
we're gonna get. I told everybody at the bottom of the hour. So I got. I always keep my promise. Can you just give us a couple, three tips, like a couple of tips, quick tips that our listeners?
Okay, here's the biggest one.
Well, I said after the break. Okay, he doesn't listen.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? See, I wasn't listening.
I gotta go. I got the Mary hotline next to me. What are you blowing through the break for? Just stay calm.
I'm calm.
It's okay. We got 2.5 hours. 312-981-70. And we got to do something about the chair because I can't, because that shine off
we
the top.
We can't look at you anymore. That.
It's like I need sunglasses.
It's like a leopard.
Look at the shine off of that head. I mean, it. Planes landing at O'Hare. O'Hare just called, said, you please either put a hat on or put some freaking powder on it because you're screwing up the beacon on the way out to whatever the landing pattern is. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. See, I got it right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. Whoops, 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Steve, we got a text message here for you. You ready?
Yes.
Stop whining.
How am I whining?
W-I-N-I-N-G. I don't think that's how you spell whining, but that...
It's almost winning.
I know. Stop winning. That's why I read it twice. I'm like, stop winning. We need 400,000 plus to pay their fair share. Warren Buffett agrees. Are you saying anything that people shouldn't... Our listeners and our non-listeners... Cousin, the rich people don't listen to the show. Let's face it. Why would you? You have too much money. You don't need to listen to the show.
Whatever.
Even though they should.
Am I saying that people shouldn't pay their taxes? Absolutely not.
Thank you.
You got to pay your taxes. But the problem is, just because you have to pay your taxes doesn't mean you should overpay your taxes. Too many Americans overpay because they're afraid of the IRS, and so they don't take the deductions that they're entitled to. Is this person saying that the people who are running their own business shouldn't take the deductions that they're entitled to?
I don't know. 708.
That doesn't make any sense.
312-981-7200.
I don't whine. Okay, I complain a lot, but I don't whine.
Well, you might not think you whine.
You don't even sound like you're complaining.
Joe, I've been driving him for 15 years. He whines a lot. He doesn't realize what he's doing.
I don't know him from the back.
It's just not true.
It's an accurate
statement. If I was whining all the time, David wouldn't let me get in the car with him all the time. So there's evidence right there that, and as an attorney, we just look at all the evidence.
He doesn't sit in the front seat anymore.
It's selective listening. 312-981-7200. So 708, give us a call. I mean, back up what you're saying. Let's have a conversation. Mr. Schluter?
If that texter started a business and started doing matching payroll taxes and everything else that entrepreneurs have to take on so the country can move forward, mm-hmm. they would never have texted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 312 there.
My new spot today is going to tell you. Business owners are the backbone of America.
Yep. Right?
They just are. And so if we're going to try to let them prosper, that's what I'm trying to help people do.
And a lot of small business owners, as you know, because you see the tax returns, aren't making over $400,000 a year.
No.
Okay, they're squeaking out 60, 70, 80, and maybe their spouse works or their
maybe
partner.
They're doing 200, and they're doing okay, but they're the ones that do. When they talk about this tax gap, and you keep hearing about it, when they're talking about shrinking the tax gap, that's not people making over $400,000. That's the regular business owner. They're trying to squeeze every dollar they can because they're not reporting all their income. They're cheaters. Most people aren't cheating. Okay,
Give a quick tip.
Well, again, the one thing would be get your business off of your personal tax return. That's the best.
And you know what, Steve, let me help you there, is that you help people structure those small things.
Exactly.
So, in other words, how many of these businesses think they can just pay cash to themselves? Well, yes, but what I'm saying is...
Here comes the freight train with the IRS on the side.
You're opening yourself up, and you can't build your business that way. No. You've got to follow the rules if you want your business to prosper.
Yes.
And if you're going to... We all know you're teaching the rules. If you're running your own small... If you're running your own business, you know it's difficult, right? And every dollar's counting. And if you're overpaying your taxes, the chances of you're not making it go up.
Here's another one.
So I'm just trying to make business owners make it.
Here's a great question for you. You'll answer. We'll go to a break. So wake up, Ben. I know you're taking a nap because this show puts you to sleep in there. Is 773, is there any new tax laws or deductions that a blue-collar worker can benefit from?
I always think I'm a blue-collar.
You are, because you wear blue shirts. Well, but go ahead.
No, I'm a blue-collar.
Here's the fact. The answer is probably not, right? If you're a W-2 employee, right, they've got you. Right, you pay. They take it out of your check.
Yeah,
you send it to the government, and then you ask the government to give your money back at the end of the year.
What about trade association magazines?
Well, these things are deductible, but remember, a couple of years ago they doubled the deduction. So most of the standard deduction usually covers all that. So you can't get to itemize anymore because the standard deduction is more than what you would get if you itemized.
So if a guy or gal in a manufacturing job buys a pair of steel-toe boots, are those steel-toe boots or a hard hat or overalls, right? Or they need a winter jacket to work outside.
You know the answer to that, David.
Well, no, I don't.
It depends.
I know, though, that was too easy.
Here's a question for Tom Jenke.
Uh-oh.
Tom, what records am I required to keep in order to deduct slot machine losses?
Wait a minute. I got an idea.
What?
I'm going to tell you something. That's a very good question.
No, it's for Tom Jenke.
I know it. Wow.
That's a good question.
I'm going to defer to my attorney.
Prove that you have losses, well, then you'll pay on all your gains. And I got to tell you something. Here in Illinois, for your income taxes, you don't get to deduct all your losses from your gains. Income tax on 100% of all your winnings. So I've had people that they made $200,000 in winnings in Illinois or even Indiana, but they lost $250,000. So they lost more money than they made, but they're still paying taxes on $200,000.
Why?
So that's the way it works.
So if you could show the losses.
Not in Illinois. Now we're talking about federal tax.
Federal tax?
Yes.
Right.
All right.
Yes.
So if you like to gamble,
yes.
All these online sites are all over the place.
Yes.
DraftKings and whoever the other, you know, MGM. You see commercials. Mm-hmm. It's like Cialis, right? I mean, they're all over the place.
Yes.
You can record your losses. Because you have to record your winnings.
Yes. Just like you're supposed to keep your mileage, you can keep a book, right? You keep contemporaneously. I went gambling today. I spent this much. I lost this. I won. Yeah, and the more contemporaneously you keep those documents, and the more you're going to be able to prove when they question it. Will they question it? Yeah, they're going to question it.
Okay, so we have a recommendation for you.
And that's not whining.
Okay, we have a recommendation.
No, actually, you sound like you're yelling at people.
You know why, Joe? I get passionate about this.
Compassionate.
847, to Joe's point, please ask the attorney, the lawyer, I guess, is that...
I'm an attorney, but...
Okay, I'll take that.
I think Dave's a lawyer.
Or whatever he is. Okay, so the texter cleaned it up.
Wow.
Nice job. Mm-hmm. To take a chill pill. People stop listening when a person is yelling.
I totally agree with that.
Okay, I'm
not yelling, but I am getting passionate about it because I want people to understand that you need to fight.
I think you ate too many potatoes.
You
for
need
breakfast.
To fight to keep to make your business work, and I want people to, and I'm going to help people fight it. That's all I'm talking about.
You teach the rules, even if when you say you help people structure small business. I totally understand that, and I've done that my whole life with some of these subcontractors.
847 guys, texter David. Unfortunately, every small business owner I know cheats on their taxes, running personal expenses through the business. Very small contractors. Every small contractor that asks to be paid in cash is probably cheating on their taxes. 847, a different 847 texter. Your quick comment on that?
I don't know if they're cheating.
Right.
He's assuming they're cheating, and everybody thinks that small business business people are cheaters.
So right? In other words, all right, but that's a great point, right? Every small remodeling company could remodel their own house and do all that kind of thing.
And pump all the expenses
right?
through.
But if you structure your business right, you wouldn't want to do that, right? You would want your business to make money, and you would want to build your personal
wealth. We can stop this all cheating and all, but at what cost, right? At what cost to our freedom, right? Because we can go and allow...
Where are you going?
And let the IRS...
There we go.
No, we can let the IRS go after our bank accounts and check our bank accounts.
Oh, my God, Steve. Don't go
He's
there.
He's planting the AM560
flag
just
here. That's just a fact.
I got it. Focus on the helping small business owners.
Yes.
Phone
that's
number.
What I'm talking about. 312-664-6649.
One more time.
312-664-6649. Go to fightbacknow.com.
Okay. We're going to... get about 14.
Why don't your commercials to say get smart right now? All right,
so he's got too many websites.
But you're helping people get smarter in structuring their business.
Fightbacknow.com, Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're coming back with Frank Wazolowski from Access after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Stephen A. Lee.
I just want to mention that the IRS had this problem, and a lot of people weren't getting their refunds.
You're exactly right.
Wham!
What are you talking about?
That's kind of like a Batman.
Oh, my gosh. That's actually opposite. You're
exactly
right.
It's like a Batman cartoon where you go, pow, pow, pow.
not true.
What? That just solidify my point. Fight back now. Fight back now.
I can say that live, you know. Fight back now.
I'd rather hear it on tape.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet
Perfect
Home
timing
Chicago.
Right after your commercial. Fight back now. 312-981-7200. Roast to orders, coffee and tea for a cause. Go to coffeeforacause.org. Click on the Behind the Vest logo, Vestathon logo. If you are an individual or business ordering coffee, you could order coffee at go to coffeeforacause.org, and a portion of that order will go to the Vestathon we're going to hold next February, or this coming February. Frank Wojcicki, holidays are coming up. You guys are giving away a lift. Why don't you tease that for our listeners that don't know anything about that, so they can enter to hopefully win a lift for themselves or a loved one.
Yeah, hopefully it's a loved one.
Hopefully it's a loved one. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we got 3 weeks left until we draw a name for any veteran here in the Chicagoland area, or actually the whole state of Illinois, anybody in the WGN listening area. We're going to be giving away a stair lift to a veteran. So you can go to liftingahero.com, and you can register yourself, or if you have a veteran and that's a friend or a family member that you know that can need it, or can benefit from it, then by all means, get their name in there. So we only got 3 weeks left to get this done.
Liftingahero.com.
Liftingahero.com.
Liftingahero.com. It's free to enter. Go there if you know a veteran, if you're a veteran, if you have a loved one that's a veteran that could use a stair lift. This is a professionally installed, top-of-the-line stair lift by the fine people at Access.
Guarantee Hochberg will not be involved.
Yes.
So it will be 100% professional.
Yes. You don't have to worry about it falling out of the off the wall. So what are we talking about today? Holiday time's coming up. Family's going to get together. You're going to see aunts and uncles, moms and dads, grandpa, grandpa might be slowing down, downshifted a little bit. What do you offer, and what should our listeners be cognizant about?
Well, here's the thing. You know, we help people, you know, with disability and the aging population a lot. But here in the last 4 to 6 weeks, the number of calls that we have received with people that have, you know, broken their knee or broken their hip or fell down in the bathroom and hit their head and now need some pretty extensive modifications has really escalated. Yeah, I'm really encouraging, you know, everybody out there. If you are, you know, visiting your loved ones and you see that they're just even minor things where they're having difficulty just standing up from a chair. Just think about them getting up from a toilet and accidentally falling and hitting their head on a sink or a bathtub, right?
Sure.
So, I mean, obviously, always I encourage, if you see something like that, talk to the family doctor, bring them into the doctor, make sure that they're, you know, they're absolutely healthy. But there are little things that we could put into a house that would absolutely prevent, you know, a major injury from occurring, and then obviously, you know, longer-term care.
Is the amount of time that it takes to put in prohibitive that our listeners should not even think of calling? You know, how much time do you guys need, do your crews need to come in and retrofit a house?
So we can go in there and assess it in under an hour, and most of the modifications can be done in under 4 hours.
So it's one day in and out.
So we'll come in and assess it. We'll set up an appointment. We can be in and out in a morning.
So if our listeners are out there and you're thinking about giving something that a loved one needs instead of another shirt or instead of shoes or socks or some goofy pair of boxers that you're never going to wear.
I like boxers.
I know you do, but enough already. And you're supposed to wear them underneath your pants, not on the outside of your pants.
But we're all enjoying the SpongeBob.
Yeah, I mean, and we like the SpongeBob look. Nobody wants to say anything because they respect you. I need to come clean, and like, it's awkward, especially okay. The people walking across the Michigan Avenue Bridge.
Yeah, that was a long walk, too.
I know. They were like, "What's with this guy?" I'm like, "He's a co-host of Home Sweet Home Chicago."
One of them jumped.
Thank you.
He just jumped onto a boat.
Thank you to the Chicago Police Department for picking them up out of the river. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. So, giving a gift of safety, as opposed to some gift that they don't need, they're going to keep in a box, they're going to take to Goodwill, or they're going to re-gift it, right? It's tough to re-gift a chairlift if you're alive and well and living in the house. You could re-gift it after somebody passes away or you're moving or you bought a home with the stair lift. Great. But if you have a stair lift and your aunt and uncle, mother or father, uncles or whatever needs it, or aunt needs it, you can. Hey, Dave, we got a live radio show here.
Was that Dave?
He's watching reruns of Johnny Carson.
He actually took a picture of the Sea-Doo.
This show sucks. Let me go to Johnny Carson.
No, Sea-Doo. Why the people could be out in this cold weather on Sea-Doo. I took a picture.
Okay, great. Okay, right into the wall.
Why don't you listen to what we're talking about?
Don't worry about it. The Sea-Doo is much more important than that. It's a lot more. Look, it's a red Sea-Doo.
My apologies.
It's going into storage. I got to get a picture of the Sea-Doo. 312-981-7200. So if you're going to give a gift that's going to keep on giving to somebody that really needs it, this is a perfect gift, and you have financing opportunities.
Yeah, we have plenty of financing opportunities. A lot of good partners out there that help with this. But I mean, you were talking Sterilift, and I wouldn't even. I'm trying to prevent the Sterilift.
Right.
I mean, we can just put in, instead of having one handrail on your staircase, you put in two, so they can better stabilize themselves.
So they don't go down the staircase.
Exactly. You know, and I will always encourage people to use the stairs as much as they can for as long as as they possibly can. Sterilift is actually, your last resort. You know,
if our listeners want to reach out more, how do they reach you?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
All right, we have a protege for you, an intern for you, Steve. 815. Suddenly, my 6-year-old is running around the house yelling, "Fight back now!" Thank you, 815 Texter. So there are internships available.
Yes, there are
at the Opem Tax Advocates office in Bannockburn.
Wait a second. How
he's
about
raising
this
him right?
Go ahead, quick. Right. We got to hit a break.
Boys, there is only one rule for small businesses: declare all income. Everything else is negotiable. You only go to jail for hiding income.
Okay,
Bill from O'King.
Okay, there,
true,
Steve.
But not 100%.
Well, it depends.
Oh my God!
312-591.
I'm an attorney.
I caught myself. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Coming up next, the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Frank, what's that website for our listeners in honor of Veterans Day, for all our veterans who might need a little extra assistance to register to win a free lift? What's that website?
LiftingAHero.com. That's LiftingAHero.com.
LiftingAHero.com. Okay, so go there. Register you either for yourself or a loved one for a free professionally installed chairlift. David A. Schluter, Cook County is supposed to send out tax bills in February for first installment.
Due March 1st every year.
Due March 1st every year. And August 2nd installment due September 1st, correct?
It's pushed around in my 36 years between July and September. One time was November, but now we're in the death watch.
But since Maria Pappas has taken over the treasurer's office, she's done an amazing job with that, okay, getting tax bills on time. So I called her up and I asked her, how come the tax bills aren't out, and would you be willing to come on our show? Because I think, Joe, you were on a show.
That was actually Maria Pappas' show.
That was, right. You say, hi, Maria, and then you go, we got to go to a break. We'll be back more with Maria Pappas' show.
Well, because she knows her stuff.
Yes,
she is amazing. Yes. She is a true champion of the people in Cook County. So she sent me to the website, which I'm calling up now because I'm so prepared here. And it basically says something. I can't send out the tax bills until I get the information from other offices within the county. I'm like, okay, obviously it's some type of hot button, and she doesn't want to step on the third rail. So I start asking around. I call the assessor's office, right? I get a hold of Scott Smith is the guy's name. It's Fritz Kagey's spokesperson. I said, can Fritz come on to talk about how the new assessment evaluations are happening for business and homeowners in Cook County that he ran for office on, and when the tax bills are come out? We're not doing that. Call me back. This, that, and the other. I'm like, we get questions every weekend. It's okay. Call me back October, November, December, later in the year. I go, okay. I go, I'm being told that the assessor's office is delaying getting the information over to the treasurer. Oh, that's a bunch of BS. We're done. We gave all the information. So here's how it works, folks. The assessor does their work. They're supposed to get their information over to the Board of Review by December. So the Board of Review that reviews all the appeals can go through the process, and there's a bunch of, Steven shaking his head, Dave shaking, bunch of legal procedures that you can appeal, and if you don't like the appeal, you could appeal again. All of that takes time. So in the past, the assessor got the information of the Board of Review by December, and then the Board of Review had 6 months to do their work, check out all the appeals, and send the final numbers to the treasurer's office in enough time for the men and women at the treasurer's office to collate the information and process the bills.
Which would have been December 2021.
Right, of last year. December, right. It's not really that difficult to figure out. So what happens is, what I'm being told, is that the assessor's office got information of the smaller townships. So the county is reassessed on a triannual basis, so a third of the county gets assessed 1 year, the two-thirds are left alone, and then they do it a third, and a third, because Cook County is gigantic. So I'm told from three different people in Cook County government, reliable sources, that they were given the information, the assessor was given, gave the information to the Board of Review in December for the small townships first, and did a data dump for the other counties, larger, more populous counties, populated counties that would have more appeals in the spring, which means there's no flipping way the tax bills are coming out on time. Okay, so I put that to the I put that to Steve Smith, right? Our guy Steve Smith over at the assessor's office, I think that's his name, Steve something. I'll find it, and I get some that's not true. You're not being told the truth. This has all been so. Somebody is lying. So you know what I did? I filed a FOIA information to find out Freedom of Information Act to find out. Never did a FOIA.
How attorney-ish of you?
I got tired of getting delivered poop soup when I didn't order poop in my soup. So I'm going to find out within 2 weeks from Cook County, I'm going to get a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act, that's going to tell me exactly when the assessor's office delivered the information to the Board of Review. And if it is in March and April, I'm going to invite Fritz Kagi back on to discuss why it was a delay and why I'm getting bad information, because I am of the people to give the information out, right? And here's why it's important. If you don't get that tax bill, they're saying December 1st. My sources are saying, okay, not happening. That's the official response, okay? If you don't get that tax bill out by December 1st, it's due the end of the year, just when your student loans are due. Just when your credit cards from the holiday are coming in, which are going to be a point and a half higher because the Fed's going to jack the rates up two more times before the end of the year. And if you are not escrowing taxes, you might not have that money laying around. You might not have a job come January. And then turn around, and here comes the first installment in February through March. Here's the biggest reason. Here's the biggest thing. Cook County collects $16 billion worth of real estate taxes every single year. The county takes it in. It takes $1 billion to run the county government, and the other 15 is dispersed to the townships. Some townships, like Northfield Township, where I live, and Wilmette Township up north, and you know, the North Shore townships are very well off, and they've got reserve funds. No problem. They could dip into the reserve until they get their money. There's townships out there that are broke, that don't have money. And I'd like to know what the hell's going on. Nobody's talking about it. It's okay. We live in Cook County. We're used to mediocrity. If this was the private sector, Tom Jenke, if somebody worked for you and you told them, I want the assessed value on my inventory by December 31st so I could do my audit the following year, if they got it to you by April, what would you do to that person?
Well, because he's my son, I'd like to fire him.
That was perfect.
So his mom would be really mad at me. So I guess that's your answer,
okay.
Isn't it?
312-981.
But we were going to talk about how this affects our closing world.
Yes, but we got to take a quick break. That's so we're okay. Going to come back. 312. That was a great. That'll be in a rejoin. 312-981-7200. It's just wrong. It's just wrong, and I'm tight. Just tell the truth. Just tell the people of Cook County that are paying your salaries what's going on. If you screwed up, admit that you screwed up. Like any business owner who has a bad day and your employees screw up, just say, you know what? I screwed up. Everybody in this room here has had a situation where something went wrong and you had to admit, I'm very sorry. This is what's up. We don't do that here in Illinois or Cook County. That's all I'm saying. Tell the people of Cook County, 8 million people plus, the truth of what's going on, instead of them hiding behind Tony Preckwinkle's skirt and saying that, well, we did the county. It's a bunch of crap, and I'm calling you out. And you know what? I'm coming after you. Okay? And I'm going to get to the truth, and I'm going to tell our listeners what the truth is. Just tell the truth. It's really that simple. 312-981-7200.
Dave, Chicago just told you. Towed your car.
I know. 312.
Cook County Sheriff. Actually.
I know. It's going to be in the dump. It's going to be in the tow pound.
I'm not kidding. There's a picture. They just texted it in.
That's great.
Good job, smartass.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to pay some bills. Be back with more from Dave Schluter on how this is going to impact your real estate transaction.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Mega Pros Joe, Mega Pros Home Improvement.
I do worry about you when I'm not here with you.
Why do you worry about me?
Because I think you'll miss me.
I do.
No, then I worry about me because you don't miss me.
No, I definitely worry about you. And that shirt, what year is that shirt from?
1937.
1937? Yeah. When you were born? You look great.
Yeah.
For 90, whatever the heck that is.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 815 texter. This show is painful to listen to. Doesn't WGN have some John Williams reruns they can play?
Why are you listening?
Because they hate us, which is great. Thanks for listening and texting. 312-981-7200. Frank, what's that website again for veterans to register for a free chairlift?
Liftingahero.com.
And 847 says, be careful, David. So I don't know what I'm going to be careful about.
That's the guy who towed your car.
Yeah, exposing the truth. So Schluter, how does the delay in the real estate taxes impact sellers of real estate in Cook County?
You have a tax credit that you owe to pay that bill, and if your closing is between now and the end of the year, you're putting up enormous amounts of money because the buyer's not going to trust you that if you didn't get them enough money, you'll cut a check next year. What we're having is sellers are complaining because they're not able to get the proceeds because of the county. They don't have the net proceeds anymore that they had for their purchase. So they're having to leverage maybe at a higher rate or whatever on their purchase. They're going to go through with the sale, but that's not negotiable. A good buyer's attorney will definitely hold me up and say, Dave, we're not taking the usual 110%, which we've done for 30 years. Let's go with 160. And then I have a buyer that I'm so grateful that my staff is so great. We caught a 60% year-to-year predicted in the home.
Increase.
In a north suburb. So, yeah, I got 160. It's an escrow. They're not handing it to my guy.
No.
But that seller got held up. And it's a reality. And then the buyers get to the title company.
Well, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So a seller, your client, the seller,
right,
is supposed to expecting to clear $40,000 from the sale of their home.
Now it's 20.
Post all of the expenses and whatever. Now they're coming out with $20,000 or maybe $30,000. Maybe it's not as extreme.
So they had to leave that 20 in escrow.
Yeah, it's in escrow at the title company.
Because of this delay, they would have, if it was normal world, we'd have our bills, they'd pocket the money and go. But then the buyers are being told, because the buyer's lenders don't want to chase a buyer who's short either, to pay the taxes. So the title companies are doing what's called a title indemnities to protect the lender. To say, so you, because you're scared about that buyer having the money to redo their escrow because of the increase, we need to have you take that and take double.
So here's a challenge, Joe. If the seller of the home is expecting to walk away with 40 and they're only walking away with 30, and the closing instructions in order to fund their new loan says proceeds from 123 Happy Meal Lane has to be at least $40,000, because when you started the loan, you figured the tax bill would be out. Yeah. Now they're coming only over with 30. Now your sourcing of funds is $10,000 less, and now the lender's running around because the closing department's not going to fund the loan because you're $5,000 or $10,000 short. The number one obstacle of closing a loan in every mortgage transaction is funds to close. Ask any mortgage professional that's been doing it more than 3 days, and they will tell you funds to close is the biggest hurdle. What Cook County just did for every seller is put a barrier up there, a higher hurdle to clear. Here's the other challenge. When you're going to refinance somebody, lenders are now coming up with ridiculous calculations to make sure that the tax bill, they don't know what the tax bill is going to be next year. So when you're doing payments, you've got to qualify at a much higher rate when the real estate taxes are so high anyway.
Yeah, with a rate besides that, just a higher amount across the board. Not, it's a double hit. Larger payment regardless, just the base payment to pay the future bills at a higher rate. So it's a double win. It's strike one, strike two.
So why am I on this? Because I give a crap about the people of Cook County. Business owners and homeowners, because nobody else in this media market, who's talking about this? Nobody. And I can tell you right now, the information I'm getting from my sources, and they're very good sources, are telling me that somebody's lying to me. When I find out who's lying to me, I got text messages here blaming other people. I'm coming at them, and I'm going to come at them here. Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer's website. The tax year 2021 second installment property tax due date has yet to be determined. This is right off the website.
And we're in October.
The mailing of the bill is dependent on the completion of data by other local and state agencies. When this office receives the data, we will be able to print and mail the bills. So she's basically saying she hasn't gotten the information from the Board of Review in order to print the bills. So it's either the assessor's office or the Board of Review. And you know what? If the Board of Review doesn't get the information, if they got it in past years, they got it in December, they had time. If that's not the case, and I specifically sent the text message to this spokesperson, and I get some
like that.
Wow.
It just frosts me.
I'm telling you to calm down.
No,
I think we need to bring the paddles back.
No, but it affects my world. I'm with David. It affects my world. I have to hear from regular people. Am I in jeopardy? Or if when they're up, we should have heard the guy when I found that increase. Luckily,
they don't care. Yeah, right. They don't care about homeowners and business owners. Just do your freaking jobs.
Right.
Okay.
It's the collection of money.
$8 billion. Right. Do your job or get the hell out of the way and put somebody else in that chair to do your job and stop blaming everybody else for your incompetence. Somebody's incompetent, and I'm going to find out who. And I know I am because I'm running the show and we have no idea what we're doing. 312-981-720. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
Yeah, 630-285-5300. And if we have that last half hour, I will tell that other story.
All right. No, you're going to tell it. We're going to come back.
David's just
what was in the coffee this morning, David?
I got to get to news. I got Kleppen like, come on, let's go.
Something's happening here.
312-981-7200. I got it right. 312-981-7200. Mary and Bob, hang tight. This is, what are we? The Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGM.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Text 847, Stephen A. Leahy and David Schluter. I heard another issue with the tax bills coming due out so late is this. If you don't make your second installment payment in the year 2022, so we've got, 100 days left? You won't get to use the value of that second installment tax payment as part of your 2022 tax deductions if you qualify for a real estate tax deduction. You'll obviously get to take it in 23 when you will make three tax payments to the county, but it will affect your 2022 deduction. Leahy?
Absolutely true.
Right.
Absolutely true.
And it could make you not get it.
We had a discussion in between, and we're talking about.
You call it a discussion?
Yeah.
Everybody was yelling.
Well, it was a loud discussion.
Well, we had this discussion again before. I'm an attorney. That's what we do. That's what we call arguments. if you're in escrow, right? And you're paying it every month. But you're not going to get a 1098.
Because the servicer's not going to send the money.
The lender won't pay it.
It's not going to send it to
the
county.
It's going to be deflated.
Exactly. Now, if you're paying your property tax and you don't have it escrowed, I'd say send them a check before the end of the year.
That's the best advice.
That's the best advice.
Right.
Okay, if you have the money to double pay your property tax, pay it by the end of the year. you know, there is an exception here in Illinois. They did the exception assault, but you have to have a flow through organization like a subchapter S company in order to take advantage of that. Otherwise, you're going to go over the $10,000 mark, and you're not going to be able to deduct it.
But the limit's $10,000.
Yes.
So if you're not escrowing and you want to send something in, only send up to $10,000 because that's all you're going to. Why give them a penny more?
Makes sense.
These individuals, inefficient individuals that are running our county government. Right? Why give them a penny more? If you're going to get the salt break, if you're in a higher income, and it doesn't matter, I wouldn't send them a nickel.
I agree with that.
Forget about it.
I agree with that. And, you know, of course, there's so many ramifications for this that nobody thinks about.
Nobody thinks about it.
Until it comes out. He's like, well, we've always done it on
time. I'll tell you what's going to happen.
No, you don't. And now what's the...
I'll tell you what. They're lucky as heck that there isn't that the rates are at 7.5 right now, because if the rates were at 3%, you would have refinances being backed up with this TI nonsense and people being held money back for TI that could have been going for a cash out refinance, or people doing a rate and term refinance coming down, or they'd have to put all this money set aside.
It wouldn't be worth it.
It wouldn't be worth it. They would kill the entire. So the only saving grace, you incompetent, inefficient elected officials who work for us, is that the interest rates are at 7.5% right now, and the whole mortgage industry is off 70% because the rates are so high. That got you out of a blender, okay? Because the entire industry would be up your rear ends, okay? So now you're just screwing over people that are selling their homes. So congratulations.
When I heard David say 160%, I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it could impact your, if you've got, especially in this market, you got real estate taxes, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000.
Wow.
Okay, sellers are walking away with substantially less. Benny, let's go to break. Tommy will come back after the break. I just wanted to get that text out there. I don't want to bring you on for three, and we'll get a long run after the break. Is that cool?
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm calming in.
Right. And your wife called and said, damn straight, you're not firing our incompetent kid for not getting her. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Thank you for talking about property tax fiasco. They don't care about property owners. Keep talking about this. No one else is. 630.
I don't know if it's they don't care, if it's just not thought through.
It's not thought through. 630, okay. David, you are being way too soft in Cook County. They are all Madigan Machine supporters. You are correct. They don't care about anyone except themselves. I'll give you that. And yes, it is an election year, but this is, I don't believe that this has got to do with election year. I know in the past it has. This is just due to, I knew what that was. Thank you for not missing that. And thank you to Kevin Powell.
I would agree with that statement.
He texted me, incredible show today, which means that he thinks all our other shows suck. So that's great. 312. Kevin Powell, our sports.
Can we send him flowers or something?
We could send him a cookie from Joe Brand.
Yeah, send him a cookie.
Say that,
hey, what about a bottle of booze?
Yeah.
A re-gift.
Well, my guy Johnny Hendrickson that helped Joe and Allie would probably get a little upset with that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Holidays are coming up for you guys as well. Well, that's redundant. Holidays are coming up, and you guys are ramping up in the store. What do you see? I know we talked about it at Lindemann last weekend. Is it too late to get kitchens, or what are you seeing?
Well, like we talked about last week, we do have some in-stock kitchens. We do stock a white shaker cabinet. We have some other cabinet lines that are available to us that we could get in 2 weeks, which has quite an array of door styles. But when you're looking at our custom orders, for instance, our one product line called Shiloh, which Joe uses a lot of Shiloh, they went from 28 weeks. They're now down to 12 weeks.
Yeah, that's great.
So we're starting to see things come down.
Tommy, just for the record, 12 weeks was normal.
Actually, Joe, 8 weeks was what their normal was. So they're still about 50% up as far as, you know, their lead time on things. But, you know, when you start thinking of a Shiloh or you start thinking of a Waypoint, yeah, you're getting pretty close. Well, first of all, with Shiloh, you're not going to get it. You're not going to be able to do it.
Higher.
That's a high end. Okay. Yes. But, I mean, we've got other options for, you know, people, whether they want a shaker door or they want a raised panel door. We do have some lines that are available to do it. So we get a lot of people that are coming into our store now, and they're wanting to do something to refresh the look of their house to get it ready for the holidays, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Hanukkah, whatever it is. So we've got quite a few things within the store. And, you know, we always tell people, if you want to refresh your kitchen without going through the big evasive part about removing all your cabinets, bringing new ones in, doing floors, you can do things as simple as, if you've got a white cabinet with polished brass handles, and I see that all the time. I bought a house in Florida, white cabinets, polished brass handles. I changed all the handles to black.
Nice.
It made a huge difference. And then I took the chrome faucet, and again, I'm going to the house that I bought down in Florida. I just changed that to a black faucet. So, and it complements the stainless steel appliances.
And those are quick fixes.
You know what?
Not expensive, right?
It's quick. It's not expensive.
You took it out of stock.
And I took it out of stock. Yes, I did. But you know what the most important thing was? Is I showed a picture to my son, and he took it out of inventory. So this way I don't have to fire him.
Stephen A. Leahy's got the biggest menorah I've ever seen.
Really?
And it's got brass handles on it. Is there any way, which looks goofy on a black menorah, if he sent you a picture of the brass handles on his 6-foot menorah, because Steve, I know he's Irish Catholic, but he gets in a menorah like no other non-Jew that I know.
I live in Deerfield.
I know.
So with that, with keeping that in mind, what I'm going to have to do is probably revert back to a Ace Hardware or something in the Kane County area to get him a can of spray paint.
There you go.
Because I think spray paint is still banned in Cook County.
Yes, I believe so.
So, yes, I'd have to give him a spray paint can.
It's like not really banned. It's restricted.
Right.
I like what you said about adding the black accent to just freshen up the kitchen. Lighting.
Oh my gosh! Yes, lighting. And the cool thing is, you know, polished brass is out, but satin gold. Mm-hmm. We just put a new display. We
satin
just put
gold?
A new display in our showroom. And I was there the other day. They were kind of wondering what I was doing there. But
yeah,
anyway,
who's that?
Yeah, really. Can I help you, sir?
He looks like a shoplifter.
Who's the guy in aisle 5?
I think he's got a faucet.
He's a secret shopper.
He's walking
in there
around like he owns a joint.
He's got a black faucet in his pants.
That looks like Tom Jenkins.
And then I was raiding the snack jar.
We haven't seen him in 7 months. Looks like a guy that looks like Tom Jenke.
No, I put my picture up on the wall. It's there.
Oh, got one of those?
Oh, God, yes.
Got 10 of them. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. So you were talking about other quick fixes.
All right. So anyway, that, you know, the cabinet hardware, you can do that. And actually replacing your countertops, you know, because we're looking for a place up here. So I'm scouring the MLS, looking at different houses, and we've been out looking at townhouses. The amount of formica that's still out there is mind-boggling. And then you still get some people that have got the Corian. You know, Corian was real popular in the early 90s.
I sent you a text introducing you to my friend Steve. I won't give his name up. He's like, hey, I did this. I'm having trouble with my countertop guy. He won't call me back. It's delayed. I'm like, all right, I'll hook you up with Janky. Ah, give it another couple of weeks. Last week, hey, hooked me up with Janky. Can you? I'm like, yeah, Tom meet Steve. Steve meet Tom. Boom. And you're helping him out because he wants to get his house on the market sometime in the spring and spruce it up and get it ready to go.
Now, our people that we use for installing our countertops will, as a secondary thing, they'll remove your old countertops. Now, the one thing that we will not do is we will not reconnect the plumbing. You know, you should get a licensed plumber for that, you know, change your angle stops. But I will tell you, you can take and put a new countertop, literally have it all done in one day. Now you've got the new sinks. Now you can put in your new faucet. It's not that difficult to take and put new counters, whether they're quartz, granite.
708, tell Tommy that his kitchen designer, Lane, L-A-Y-N-E, is great to work with.
I would agree with that.
Do you know what? Lane exclusively works with Mega Pros. I will tell you, you want a designer that designs, and her mistake level is almost zero. I mean, literally almost zero. And I've been to warehouses from big box stores where they have warehouses full of mistake kitchens out there. They want a kitchen done and by a gal who is so good. She's so fast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people come in, and we've heard horror stories from other retailers that it takes them 2 or 3 weeks to get a drawing back. That's not the way it is with Lane. And Lane is in charge of our entire kitchen department. I mean, she's a...
How long has she been with you?
She's been with us about five and a half, six years.
I think. So when Mariola?
Mariola
left.
Actually, no. She was
got
there.
The Mary part, right?
She was there at the same time of Mariola. They came from the same place.
Oh, nice.
You know, from the same, you know, retailer before. It was a stone company. But I'll tell you one thing. She is she's so good at what she does. And the thing is you know what the greatest attribute for her is? She listens. She really listens to the customers.
So Judy loved Lane, with Lane. Yeah. And it's a coincidence because Judy's mistake level is zero. Ask her.
Yeah.
Judy is your wife.
Yes.
Judy Hogel.
Exactly. So it's funny, they hooked up and they're both...
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I've got a wife that is absolutely never wrong either. So,
yeah, zero mistake policy.
So, but you know, you cannot believe how important that is with this zero mistake, because when you order a kitchen, and let's go back to their hard times of 28 weeks, you know, if we have a mistake on a cabinet, don't think that they're going to shut down production,
sure,
put that cabinet in there and have it to you in 4 days.
But the contractor has to shut down production a lot of times because that cabinet just screwed up the next three cabinets.
Do you know what happens? It seems like it's just the omen that is out there. It's the one that goes in the corner. And then when you install a kitchen, you start in the corners and work out.
Oh, gosh.
So it seems like it's always that corner upper cabinet or the lazy Susan that's bad. So people don't grasp how important that is to be right the first time.
Oh, Tommy, even the trims, even the spacers, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they're always looking for new ways.
Got a question here for you guys. Stan's got a countertop question. Hey, Stan.
How you doing? Thanks a lot for taking my call today.
Sure.
I've got a countertop. I believe it's one of the old laminates. It's from like the 70s, but it's in fantastic shape. I just don't like the design on it. So if painting is a thing that I've seen, what would you recommend as far as a brand to use?
Boy, I'll tell you one thing. I have heard of some people using, they do make a countertop paint that will actually adhere.
Miracle method, Tommy. Yeah. Tommy, yeah, Miracle Method will seal over it and coat right over it. It's a coating.
You know what, Tommy? They guarantee the coating.
They do, okay, because, you know, Miracle Method, that's terrific because, well, I've seen a lot of people on a do-it-yourself type thing. It's been a disaster because it just didn't adhere.
Worse than a disaster.
But yeah. I would tell you one thing. You know, look into quartz countertops. I mean, It's the hottest trend that's out there. It's non-porous. You don't need to seal it. They've come out with incredible colors.
How big is your kitchen? How many feet of countertop do you have?
I'm looking at what you want to call it, from what I'm told, is a small L. Basically, I'm looking at 10 feet across and about 2 feet off the L after it turns.
All right. No, exactly. So, Tommy, how much is that countertop?
So you basically have 12. You got about 20... You got about 26 square feet, 28, if you include the 4-inch backsplash. Mm-hmm. Some people don't use the backsplash, and they'll do tile.
Please answer the question.
So
you got to go to news.
So you're probably looking at probably in an average of around $85 a square foot. So take your $26. Now, one of the things, when we give you a square foot price, that is the material, measuring, fabrication, installation.
Oh, it's all in.
It's all
so in. Less than $3,500.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So you've got that, or you could call Tommy and work on that.
Yep.
Or you could call Miracle Method if you don't want to do all that and just do a coating over the top. 630-326-5378. You got two great options.
Right.
David Haas is in Villa Park. Tommy's in Bedford Park. No. Not Bedford Park.
Broadview.
Broadview.
Five miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall.
So you've got two great options, Stan. Hang tight for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. We got to take a quick break here for news. Tommy, if our listeners want to reach you, where do they go, buddy?
They go to 708-343-3900 or go to buildersupplyoutlet.com.
Coming up next is news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Tell Tommy Lane's great. We moved into a home, 815. You guys will love this. Mm. Moved into our house 25 years ago. Our countertops are really easy to take off because they were never glued on.
That doesn't really matter, but maybe the splash wasn't glued on?
Well, no, if you're talking about like the old laminate,
which I don't know.
You'd see is on a cabinet, you'd see a little corner piece that mm-hmm. would have a hole through it, and they actually run a screw through the cabinet through the little clip on the corner, and it goes right in. That's what holds it. Nobody ever really glued countertops down.
No, the only thing I could think of is the splash, right? So
that, well, sometimes if it was a post-form countertop, right, your splash is all integral. Mm. But you're right, a self-edge countertop, they would have probably glued that, yes. Right.
312, I love your show and never miss it. I have been a realtor for 26 years and also worked as a senior loan processor in a very busy mortgage office for 9 years, and I still learn something new from this show every week. I love that you advocate for homeowners, buyers, and sellers. Keep up the good work. Martha on the North Shore. So thank you for that, Martha. 312-981-7200. Chuck in Chicago, welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago. How can we help you?
Thank you. Last week, I paid my house off.
Congratulations.
Nice job. Well done, buddy.
It's time to refinance,
Chuck.
Thank you.
They said they were going to send me the escrow money back because I was quite a bit built up in there for the second half.
Okay.
What do I do so I don't have to pay any kind of penalty or any extra money?
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, they have 30 days after you paid them off to send it to you. It's not income taxable and under any circumstances because it's your own money. So there's no tax impact on you. That's your own money they're giving back to you. You parted with it. They didn't need it all because you paid off the mortgage. But now that you don't have a mortgage anymore, you do have to be very vigilant and watch your mail for the tax bill. Yeah, because now you're on your own.
So here, for our listeners who have no idea what Chuck's talking about, he used to escrow his real estate taxes and maybe insurance. The mortgage got paid off. His current servicer has got at least probably almost close to a year's worth of tax payments and maybe a year's worth of insurance payments, depending upon what his insurance cycle is. Since the loan's paid off, the servicer who he was writing his mortgage payment to is sitting with an escrow account that they have to refund by law to the borrower, homeowner, Chuck here, within 30 days of the loan being paid off. So you're going to get a check, Chuck. Check. Say that 10 times.
Ooh, nice. Good
check,
job.
Chuck. You're going to be getting a check, Chuck. That's pretty cool.
Fight back.
Fight back now. Fight back now, Chuck, Chuck. All right, so, you know, you're going to be getting a check, which you got to put aside. So, again, like Steve said, you can now send in what your tax bill was, first installment, just to cover your rear end if you want to get a tax deduction, assuming that you're in the allowable limit with income and all that. So when you get it, you might want to look at your last tax bill there, Chuck, and send it into the county, those thieves. Okay, buddy?
Okay, thank you very much. That does help.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200.
But wait a second. He's going to be short still, though, right?
No, it's a bill they didn't need to pay, Joe. It's because he paid off now. It's just the interesting time. They might have used it to pay, but the bill didn't come out, so it's sitting in his account. It's his own money.
The money was sent in. And
I understand, but he's going to be short because the tax bills haven't come out.
No, well,
he's going to be short the total, though.
He doesn't know. No, the second installment that was due on September 1st, the bill should have gone out in August.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He'll have enough money to cover that with
the
money coming back.
Still.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they were still collecting and holding it.
Right. And then he's going to get the whammo because the first installment comes out allegedly in February. Okay, right. So it's a big mess. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Mary, hi. Welcome to the show. Hi. You're calling from Indiana.
Yeah, I want to take out a HELOC.
Yep.
And I checked with the bank that I bank with all the time.
What's the bank?
Which is Fifth Third.
Okay, good bank.
They said that the prime is at, this is, goes back a couple of weeks,
yep.
Prime is at 6.5, and that all banks or all loan facilities are charging like 2% over prime.
I disagree with that respectfully. Depending on your credit scores and your combined loan to value, two points above prime seems a little steep to me. I'll hook you up with our guys at BMO Harris, Josh Prov and Gerald at BMO, and you could get a competitive quote from them. How's that, Mary?
That sounds good to me.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floyd cleaning product of your choice. We'll take down your name and number.
But it's normally 1 point.
It depends. Like Steve, it depends. No, it. Well, I, you know, that's the attorney. It depends. It depends.
I was just told 1 point.
No, that's a factual inaccurate statement. It depends on your credit scores. It depends on your.
Mine's 1500.
I know you're 1500. It's your and your combined loan to value.
You mean all those things you just said?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thanks for pointing that out.
I agree.
Is one good or is it possible to get lower than 1 point?
Yeah, yeah.
Above prime?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. You should have called me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. But nice job going off on your own. Just I got a guy, my banker forever.
I did call you.
I know, and I told you don't use that guy. No, I told you. No, you didn't. I told you to call the guy, and if he's taking care of you, to go for
right.
it. I think that's a high rate, but we won't embarrass your banker. 312-981-7200. Ann and Sandwich.
Hi. I have a son who received a letter from his mortgage company stating that they were raising his payment $500. He's a teacher, can't afford that. He said they told him that the tax bill went up
mm-hmm.
and that they hadn't been collecting enough.
Yep.
And they told him the tax bill went up $2,000. And that they hadn't been collecting enough so that they have to change his mortgage payment. Is there anything? First of all, you're saying that the tax bills haven't even come out.
What county does your son live in?
Cook.
Okay, so here it is. Okay, Dave,
Yeah, they received the assessed notice projected. It's not finalized yet, but they received what's called, we think the taxes are going to be letter, so they don't want to be behind. So they're coming to your son. It's still going to be his money. So even if eventually a year out he's overpaid, it's his own money.
He's a teacher on a fixed income, okay? I'm not yelling at you. Here's the problem, you
right.
board of morons.
Right.
These people are on fixed income.
Right.
You got a mother calling in for a son
right.
who can't afford the real estate deck because you got the servicer coming in throwing a number
right.
out there to make sure they cover their rear end.
Right.
Okay, Tony Preckwinkle and your band of morons, this is what you're doing to Cook County citizens
because right.
you can't do your jobs, which is to get the tax bills out on time. So you got this poor teacher. Now you're screwing over teachers. Okay? For love of God, here's what you got to do, Mom. I'm all fired up, Ann, here. Here's what you got to do, Ann.
Thank you, because I am too.
Well, right. Nobody gives a crap. So here's the deal, okay? Here's what's going to happen. They're estimating what your son's taxes are going to be because there's no
right.
tax bill out. So they're doing exactly what we talked about last hour.
Doubling. Right?
They are overestimating what they're going to collect because they want to make sure they have enough. Mm-hmm. And your kid is going through the grinder because we have incompetence running this county. And nobody cares in the media except me because nobody's talking about this. So what the servicer of your son's loan is doing is doubling and tripling. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're making sure they have enough money.
No, they're covering their
butts. They're covering their
right.
butts, which is any good business will do. I'm not
right.
mad at the servicers. Cook County, we're all running blind here. But where's your kid going to come up with the extra 5 G's? Right? Because they want $6,000 over the next year to make up for the shortage that they think they're going to have because the tax bill's not out. And then to
right.
fill up that shortage over the next 12
for
months
the
to pay,
bill.
To pay themselves
best
back.
Best you can hope to, or maybe you can string it out. Sometimes your servicing company can string it out over 2 years, the additional. Sometimes
it's ridiculous.
Sometimes they'll do that because otherwise you're caught. How are you going
to
pay it?
Or mom's got to step in or a family member's got to step in and float son the dough and get the yep. money back. This is the problem I'm talking about, Ann. These are real-life situations, And this is what they're putting Cook County citizens and business owners through. We have no clue what the value is. We're running blind, and I'm glad that they could go. I got to go to a break here, but I'm fired. They could run $8 billion sitting in Never Never Land, and we're functioning just fine, but they keep railing it on us on real estate taxes. Tell me a business that could operate with an $8 million
billion.
$8 billion receivable shortage and not have a problem to continue to raise real estate taxes. There's something wrong here. Where is the media in this town trying to get to the answer? Why am I the only guy out there doing this? I'm the only guy that cares about you and your son, the teacher.
I care too, Dan.
I know you do, but I'm talking right now, so sit there and drop your chair or lower, because, God, I'm all fired up. And
wow.
I got to go to – and I love you. I love your son. I love teaching. This is the problem. Okay, here in a nutshell, you got a kid, the teacher on fixed income. It's got to come up at $500 extra with inflation, increasing interest rates. Everything costs more
gasoline.
Money, and they don't give a crap. It's wrong. Frank, what's the website for veterans to go? Because I gotta catch my breath here.
Liftingahero.com.
Liftingahero.com. I'm David Hochberg. Call the paramedics. I might have a stroke here. 312-981-720. They're right downstairs. Okay. Thank God we got a firehouse literally right next door to the building.
We called. Nobody wants to.
Nobody
come.
Nobody wants to. Tell me, got one. Tell
them. They said, forget it. Now,
tell them. Kevin Wells, stop eating that cookie. We're going to give it to the firefighters. 312-981-7200. Well, actually, we got John Hendrickson's bottle of whiskey here. So maybe that'll entice them. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 200 is the MegaPros call, text, and the photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Bob and Wooddale. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. You know, I listened to Tom over there build the supply, and just last year they did our whole kitchen for us. What a great job they did. They had such a nice deal, and they were so nice that why would you want to go anywhere else?
Tell you what, Bob from Wooddale is giving Lindsay a run for her money.
I met Tom personally. He happened to be walking through there. What a personable guy. I mean, great guy.
Was it a highlight of your day or a disappointment, Bob?
Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to recover from that, you know?
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Those 312. Were the days when people knew you and liked you. You know what I'm saying?
That was timeless. Well, you know what? That one.
I mean, come on. He's got the sign with the flashing lights. I'm Tom Janky.
No, that's above my. You've seen that sign before. That's above the portrait that's sitting in the showroom.
He's got one line for autographs and one line for pictures. And he can't do it at the same time, Joe. You got to get in the other line.
Founder, CEO, Tom Janky.
And I took the complaint line out of it. That's so right. I've only got two lanes.
312-981-7200. Dave, you were mentioning something as is in a contract. You got 3 minutes before the break.
Go ahead. Yeah, during the euphoria when there were multiple contracts for every house, they started saying, look, we'll take your deal, but it needs to be as is. So somebody who didn't use me told me at another closing that they almost lost their purchase. They signed as is, but then their realtor told them, well, we found some safety things, so you need to go ahead and still have your attorney ask. Luckily, the attorney warned them, didn't fall for it, but had that attorney followed that broker's philosophy that there is a safety exemption on an as-is deal, the guy would have been kicked to the curb and never got the house. And in this market, it's hard to find a house. So, realtors, other attorneys who don't know what we do, when it's an as-is deal, that seller accepted your client's offer, possibly ahead of offers that were even more because they thought they were not going to get a wish list. So there is no safety exemption. There is no radon exemption. There is no hazardous things exemption on an as-is deal. Now, what your lawyer can do is call the other attorney and say, look, we know it's that way. Is there any room whatsoever with your seller? You'll hear in 2 minutes whether they're going to kick them to the curb or possibly entertain something. So realtors and inexperienced real estate attorneys, please do not tell people that it's okay to pretend they didn't agree to an as-is deal. So the seller took that offer so that they could have comfort and move on. The buyer can still cancel. It's not like we're, you know, if they found out enough things, they still have a right to cancel. But once they go ahead, they have only one choice, buy or not buy. So don't mislead your customers that, well, unless it's something unsafe. There's no such exception. So I just want people to know that. In fact, we're hoping on the next round of the multi-board contract that it's going to say, by the way, this paragraph has no safety exceptions, and that should clear the air a little bit. But this guy could have easily lost his home. Luckily, the lawyer knew not to follow the realtor's advice.
When's the updated contract due out?
There's committees just forming. You know, we have a team with lawyers and the brokers. It took about a year to get the last one done, but I would say we'd hope by 2023, end of 2023.
All right, well, if the county had anything to do with it, it would be in 2024. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. It's been blowing up today. Joe, you've got a
what?
You got an attic insulation question that got texted in a short while ago. 312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Let's get legal coming up after our show with the one and only John Hanson.
Steve likes that.
Steve likes that show. Well, yeah, because he gets invited on all the time.
I was on their show last week.
Invite back now.
I wanted to mention because we were at the Chimney.
Lindemann Chimney.
And Frank was there, and Dave was there. Attorney Schluter was there, I was there. And of course, you guys were there, but you guys were on there.
What is this, Romper
All
Room?
Three of you
I
guys.
See David.
I just wanted to mention because we had such a good time.
You want
time.
A gold star? No. You want a pat on the head?
Did they do a good job or
you
what?
You want a cookie?
You're not going to touch his head.
Dave. I'm not going to touch his head.
Did they do a good job or
so
what?
Much of it.
You see David from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, is where you see David from.
No, that's over there.
I'll just say.
Just leave the hosting and jokes to me. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to
WGN. Do you have a joke?
David. I have a great joke.
Oh, they're horrible.
Come on. Could you tell one joke?
Oh, gosh.
Seriously, so a criminal defense attorney tells his criminal client, I've got to opt out. Your DNA's everywhere and your blood's all over the scene. However, your cholesterol's only 130.
I told you they're horrible. 312-981-7200.
What the heck just happened?
You asked for it. I told you not to go there.
You've never heard such a funny joke.
You haven't been to closings with him.
I have.
When he starts telling the pot brownie stories, you know he's run out of material. 312-981-7200. Jim and Sherwood, how are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm good, buddy. How can we help you?
Hang on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we could hear you before, too, buddy. What's up?
Okay, I apologize.
You're good.
You down. Hey, I purchased some cabinets from Builder Supply. They're floor to ceiling. They're kitchen cabinets. I had a outside company put them in, and when they went to put in the crown molding, they said it's too small. What can I do to finish the project?
I can help the problem.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm going to divert that to Joe because he's got so much more experience.
It's an installer question.
With an installation.
So he's saying it's short of the soffit, right?
Yeah.
Right. So
did I order the wrong?
Not at all. No. Wrong? No. It would probably be a two-piece crown or any. I would like the contractor's name.
No, don't do that.
I don't have it with me. I'm sorry.
Wasn't Mega Pro.
But, Jim, if you sent Joe a picture when you get home.
No. I know exactly what it is.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's so they're short of the soffit, right? So every contractor has to okay the dimensions of the cabinets that are ordered, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I sign off when I order those cabinets. So I know exactly what I need to fill the space up to that height. So now if you're talking about a crown, you know and I know, depending on the cabinet, I might have to do a two-piece crown. I might have to put a fill before I add my crown. But there's 100 different ways that cabinet
not every ceiling is built the same, right? So you
know.
I mean, an 8-foot ceiling could be 8-foot 1. A 9-foot ceiling could be 8-foot 11, right? So you have to adjust your crown. And that's the purpose of the crown, is to cover the gap in the trim, right? You know, so
it's not a cabinet problem,
no.
Joe. It's more of a crown trim problem.
Right.
Or a contractor problem.
Or a contractor problem that doesn't know how to properly.
But what we could do is we could go through, and like Joe said, a two-piece crown is very common. I've seen 3- and 4-piece crown, depending on how decorative you want to get.
Or
the gap you've got to go. And the nice thing about a two-piece crown is it allows you to adjust that crown.
Absolutely.
Because just because your ceiling height is 8 foot in the corner doesn't mean at the other end it's going to be 8 foot.
True.
It could be 7 foot, 11 and a half.
Sure.
I mean, it's not uncommon, Joe could probably attest. Yes, go ahead.
Now, I also have some, like, 1x3 oak pieces that also came with and weren't used. Were those spacers for the cabinet, or was this a two-piece crown and the installer didn't understand how to use it?
It's absolutely a two-piece crown.
That sounds like a two-piece crown.
Well, it's either that or that's a filler.
All those cabinets are in.
Right. No, I understand, but he's saying it's left over. Maybe they didn't use it. How long is that piece?
There may be 3 feet, if that.
Those are fillers.
But I can use
that's what I was thinking.
All right.
Right. So what you can do is, in a lot of cases, I don't know what the length of your cabinet run is. A lot of times, if they do a two-piece crown, they'll use that same 3-inch filler, but they'll do an 8-foot piece.
Excuse me. You're talking about a pantry cabinet, though, here. So the pantry cabinet is where there's a gap.
Oh, it's only on one. My apologies. I didn't realize it was one.
Is it on one cabinet or all the cabinets, Jim?
I have two pantries that have the refrigerator in and cabinets above.
Yes.
And then from there, I have a gap that goes around the whole kitchen.
Oh.
And into a little study area that I had two cabinets put on.
So can I ask you? Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just missing like a U-shaped and then a couple little areas in a work area.
Same thing would apply. I don't care if it's a fill or do you know what I'm saying? Anything I could install in there and then put the crown up to the ceiling, I'm all set.
So it's a contractor installation problem. What you're saying,
right?
I think Tommy.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that. Now the question is if you wanted your crown to go all the way up to the ceiling, and your contractor did not install it that way. That is an issue. I think your contractor should have come back to you and said, hey, what else have they got to make that into a two-piece crown so we can extend the height of the crown? But for him, if he just went and installed it and went, well, that's all you got.
We're done, yeah.
I'm not upset with the installer. He was very good. I'm happy with that. The thing is, I took the dimensions into Builder Square, and the girl ran it all through the computer and popped out what I wanted, and I purchased what she suggested. Now, can I come back and then?
Absolutely.
Do you have those plans on file where I?
Oh, sure, absolutely. You just go back to your designer, and my suggestion is, take everybody's got a cell phone today. Take a picture of what you've got. Go in.
I can see it in my mind.
Yeah. Oh, I can see it too. But just to help the designer out.
But make sure you take it into Builder Supply, not Builder Square.
Yeah. Builder Square went out a long time ago.
Or Baker Square. If you're going to go to Baker Square, get the pecan pie. They're delicious.
And don't go 5 miles east to our
place. French silk is also good. Good call on the French silk at the Baker Square.
So anyway, no, the best thing to do is we can absolutely help you. You just take a picture of that. Come in. Meet with the designer you did before, because all of our designs and drawings are stored to the cloud, so we've got easily access.
All right, Jimmy, you feel better?
Okay, now do you need, one quick question, do you need a picture of the molding itself or just the gap?
Just stand back and just take a picture where we can see the type of a gap, whether it's a half-inch gap, three-quarter-inch gap. They'll be able to easily rectify, get you something that's going to work.
It's about 3 inches, 4 inches.
Yeah, but how many feet of crown do you have?
Well, I got enough to do it.
Yeah.
Great. I probably got 30, 40 feet stored in the loft.
Oh, so they haven't installed the actual crown yet.
Right.
No, not at all.
So that's what the crown is for.
Now you're talking exactly what Joe said before. That's it's a two-piece crown.
You said Joe.
Joe said before.
Correct.
Joe is right.
I know it. It's it not hurts. Often.
And I would take as many pictures as you possibly can and bring it all with you.
I'm going to stop in.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, take as many pictures as you can, Jimmy, okay?
All right, thank you very much. Right,
hang up your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice. You see, that wasn't that bad.
I know it, but it was so painful saying Joe was right.
I know.
Fight back, Tom.
I got you, Joe. You're always right.
I'm telling you, it might take me the afternoon to get over it, but I'm fine.
312-981.
I say when somebody says, Dad, you were right, I say, because I was talking.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with the last segment of the show. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying
that's not my name. G-O-O-D-E-R-H-A-M. How would you pronounce it? Goo Oderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Go to WGNDavid.com for podcasts, previous shows, and all of our expert hosts, expert panels, the information on all of the experts on the show, including the panel we have in today. Rhonda in Chicago, your home is paid off. Fire away, Rhonda. You're up.
Hi, David. Thanks for taking my call. So, yes, I'm a senior. My first mortgage is paid off, but I never received the title or the deed or whatever because I still have a small HELOC.
David?
Actually, hi. I hope you're having a great weekend. You actually have your title from when you bought. It's a frequent misunderstanding. In Illinois, we own our homes. You would have received a deed about a month after you closed way back in the day, and then a title policy about another month. So you never need a new title. What happens is as you pay off each mortgage, whether it's a regular mortgage or a home equity loan, those lenders file what's called a release. It used to be called a satisfaction. And what it does, your title stays the same. You own the home, but it removes exceptions for the title from when you sell someday. So they're each going to remove the cloud on your title as you've paid them off. But you never needed a new title, and you never needed a new deed. You're all set.
Make you feel better, Rhonda?
Thank you.
Okay. I never knew that.
So much better.
Do you have a home equity line of credit on your home, Rhonda?
I do, and I'm keeping just a small balance on it in case I ever need it.
Why are you keeping it? What? Hold on. How much is your house worth?
Over 300.
And what? How much is the HELOC you could tap out if you had to in an emergency? How much is your HELOC?
It's over 100.
Okay,
that'll
go.
I'm really sure.
Good. So you've got a $100,000 HELOC on a $300,000 home, and what's the balance?
Like 4,000.
And how much money you got in the bank?
In the bank?
Yeah. Do you have like 10, 15 grand as an emergency fund someplace?
Yes.
Okay. And how long until the HELOC hits its 10-year mark?
Oh, it's gone. It's passed.
So your HELOC's gone. So what do you have $4,000 on? I'm confused here. You said you had a $100,000 home equity line of credit on your home, correct?
Right.
That's paid off, or is it still there?
That's the $4,000.
No, it's still there.
Right. So you have
I think it's just revolving.
Right. You have $4,000 outstanding on your line, on your $100,000 line of credit on your $300,000 home, right?
Yes.
Okay. How much cash do you have in the bank in checking and savings right now? Is it more than $4,000?
Oh, yes.
I would take the $4,000 out of the bank, pay off your HELOC that you're paying interest on, that you don't need to be paying interest on, because the interest you're paying on your HELOC is more than what you're earning in your checking and savings account. And then if you have a holy crap moment and you need an emergency fund, you've got 100,000 live rounds sitting there that you could tap into. Does that make sense?
Well, so I don't have to keep a balance on it. I was worried that if I paid off the balance that it would close the HELOC.
Absolutely not. And if they do, you come to me and I'll expose them. But no, you could pay off the.
You're doing a lot of it.
I'm the only guy that gives a crap about homeowners.
We're all going to go home blind from all the exposure.
Rhonda,
they would have needed a letter of direction signed by you closing the account. Only home equity loans need those. But yeah, you could keep a zero balance, and you may get an annual fee, $30-$40 or something.
She's going to get that anyway.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, yeah, David's right. There's no. I'm really glad you called. You could pay that off next week. It's not going to close the loan, and then you still have the $100 if you need it.
You get paid off my wife's birthday on Monday.
I was worried they would close it, and then I wouldn't be able to tap into it if I needed
it. Nope. You're paying more on that.
You guys are great.
Hold on. Did you get that, Benny? We're great. Let's get that on a loop. You should take that. You should take the $4,000 on your HELOC, pay it off, because you're earning less money in the bank than what the HELOC is costing you. That's what I wanted to say.
Yes, I know. I realize that.
All right, hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and thank you for listening to the show.
I think you really helped somebody just now.
We try.
We both did.
Well, and you want that tape loop.
I was looking at both of you.
I mean, it's like the two attorneys need to be pat on the heads and get gold stars. I mean, it's the love of God.
Makes it hard.
Right. I said you. I know. It's like
you didn't say ustedes, you all. That's the plural.
Dave, you got 30 seconds. Say goodbye and leave us with something.
You all is the plural of you.
Yes. 630-285-5300. Always a free consultation. And thank you, David, for having us on today.
Liftingahero.com, Frank.
Yes, register your veteran. Liftingahero.com for a free stair lift. Give us a call at Access, 630-616-6249.
Stephen A. Leahy, I get the pleasure of driving you home.
Certainly.
Fightbacknow.com.
Are you still considering it?
Fightback. I got no choice.
Fightbacknow.com.
I told his wife I'd bring him home. So if I don't, then I got to deal with Teresa. Oh, she scares me.
Stephen trying to angrily give his email or website address.
Fightbacknow.com. All right. Tom Janke, if our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information, my friend.
They can call us at 708-343-3900, or more importantly, go to buildersupplyoutlet.com. You'll see everything in the store, prices.
I think we helped a lot of listeners today, Joe.
I think so. Do you know Bill Conforti?
Yes.
He likes our show.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is he listening to WGN?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He sent me the text.
He's not listening to the score? He knows it's our. He knows that Lou...
I like Bill Conforti.
He ended the show at 10, right?
I like Bill Conforti.
That's nice. Okay, hi, Mr. Conforti. Thank you for listening to the show. You want to leave us with a nugget of knowledge?
Yeah, I'm going to go see Chris Stapleton.
Okay, that's great. So anybody going to Milwaukee, look for Joe. Say, Joe, hi. He'll give you a hug.
Maybe stop him at the border.
Phone number, yes. Phone number, website, Joe.
Go ahead, play
it. Hang on, I got it right here. Hang on. Here we go. Boom.
Megapros.com.
That's awesome. Boom. And I got this for Joe Brand.
A soft falling ball towards my dominant hand.
That's one of the best ones. Hold on. We now have this on the board, Steve.
Fight back now.
I need one more angry. 312.
Get Janky trying to find
his car. Well, you can't fight and not be. You're going to be fighting. You have to have.
If you could get Janky trying to look for his car after he parked
the highlight of the show behind the scenes is Tom Janky trying to do Park Chicago. We got exhausted.
I think he's paying for a spot that he didn't use.
He doesn't know where his truck is.
I already paid for a spot that I didn't use.
Exactly.
Right. So I just paid for it. He's like four blocks away. He took down a zone number from 1942. 312. If you want to reach me, it's 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. Thank you for listening, everybody. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Go Hawks.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Access, the law offices of David Schluter, Builder Supply Outlet, and Stephen A. Leahy from OPEM Tax Advocates. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.